This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
My people, good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, graduation is always a fabulous thing. But just imagine if you get a shout-out from the stage. But then if you get a shout-out and the president is your commencement speaker, check this out.
When Leland Shelton was 4 years old, social services took him away from his mama, put him in the care of his grandparents. By age 14, he was in the foster care system. 3 years after that, Leland enrolled in Morehouse. And today he is graduating Phi Beta Kappa on his way to Harvard Law School.
Nice. And, of course, Leland joins us this morning right here on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Leland, you're back home in Baltimore?
Yes.
All right, then. First of all, tell us, how did it feel all of a sudden you're sitting there, you're listening to a speech, it's raining. Next thing you know, you hear your name being called.
I was surprised, and for a moment, I think I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. He told me to stand up. I had to have my friends pull me up because I just was not comprehending. And it was an amazing moment, definitely an amazing moment. A moment I passed on to my kids and grandkids.
Now, how many text messages did you have on your phone after graduation? Surely folks were blowing you up.
5 minutes after I sat down, after the president told me to sit down, my phone was blowing up. My Twitter is blowing up. My phone has not stopped blowing up.
Now, the president, of course, he talked about you going on to Harvard Law School. What is it that you want to do after you finish all of your school?
I do know that I want to have a career in public service in the long term.
Good.
Especially advocacy.
Good.
Advocacy for what?
Community advocacy. I have an interest, of course, in the child welfare system, but also the public interest in general. I'm still trying to find my exact interest.
Now, Leland, your take on the president's speech, I mean, it's very interesting. Anytime the president speaks, you have folks who say they liked it, didn't like it. Some folks say it should have been a private message focused on the personal responsibility. Folks say, well, he should have said it at Ohio State. He said it at Morehouse. Just your assessment of the overall speech.
My sentiment was that the speech that he gave was for the graduating class of Morehouse College. I think that it fit us very well. And everything that he said, something that we all could take something from, not just how to be men, but how to be good men, not how to be good black men, but how to be good men and global leaders, global leaders.
Well, first of all, it's a great point there as well. Again, he was able to shout you out, and again, to tell your story to all the folks who are watching was absolutely fabulous. And I know your family is very proud of you, and so we wanted to reach out and, man, say congratulations.
Man, I'm proud of you, too.
Continue to tell your story and share it with others. It's very inspiring.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
I like the way you want to reach back and help somebody. I like that a lot.
And I'm sure you're sitting there saying, yeah, Tom, help me out with this doggone law school. Man, you going to go from Morehouse to law school? Yeah, Doc. it's going to be tough there, but it's all good, though. Keep it up, Leland. And I'm sure all of Baltimore is proud, and tell you all your family hello.
Thank you.
God bless you.